This is the Knox Soccer Podcast with a One Knox match recap. Hello and welcome to Knox Soccer Podcast bonus car take, reporting to you in the parking lot after One Knox loses to Memphis 901 for a U.S. Open Cup match. We're tired, we're deflated. Brian and I both had our volunteer spirit upon us, and we were both working the game, and we were hustling just as much as the boys in blue were hustling out on the pitch. But we come away in a tragic, deflating loss in the last minute of overtime. Brian, how you feel, man?
I think deflating is the ideal word to describe it, but I'm not going to pretend like I hustled as much as those those guys on the field, because after 120 minutes, man, if you don't believe that soccer players are the fittest athletes in the world, then you must be an alien. You must be from some other planet, because these guys hustled. They fought back from going down 1-0 in the first half. Dylan Borzak for Memphis got the goal from combination play with Aaron Malloy, the number six for Memphis, who was just really, really everything moved through him. He was the fulcrum, the engine of the team for Memphis, along with some other players, Kisiedu, players that I wouldn't be surprised if we hear from them again, you know, especially as USL Championship, which is second division. We played a team at one division above us. You can follow them on ESPN Plus, but, you know, Kisiedu, Malloy, Jeremy Kelly, they had some standout players, players with a lot of professional experience. In goal, they had Bill Hamid, the former U.S. men's national team goalie, and One Knox had several players making their professional debut: Sebastian Andreasen, Sam Fletcher, Peter Twinkle Toes Swinkles. So you can't blame them for the defeat. Everyone was expecting penalty kicks when you're at the 120 plus mark. Mm-hmm. Angelo Kelly, who had run lung bursting runs all game long, finally comes away with some kind of injury. He's subbed out, and just as we're expecting PKs, which ironically is the only way that Mark McKeever's sides have previously fallen in the U.S. Open Cup, with the Brea and with the Des Moines Menace, both times that he's competed in the U.S. Open Cup, and they've lost. It's been on PKs, and that just didn't happen because of a last-second goal by Kelly for Memphis. And so I feel dejected about it, but man, what a match One Knox will put on. So I was doing the commentary. Patty was in the booth doing the PA. Patty, what was the vibe, the atmosphere like for you watching only the second professional match in Knoxville's soccer history?
It was electric. I feel like I use that word over and over again, but I still can't get over the feeling. There was only 1,200 tickets sold morning of, but there was a ticket deal, or they got the word out that any kid with a Knoxville soccer club shirt, jersey, kit could get free admittance. So it was still packed out, and it was a lively young crowd. The mound in the back was packed full of kids. Even up in the PA booth, we got to open the window and really get to feel a part of the stands. And the Scruffs had their chance. And there were some refined songs. We were getting into it. Like we've done over and over again, except it's our second match.
I don't know if you noticed, but the Scruffs were singing some songs in Spanish. I don't think there's many Spanish-speaking Scruffs. And so I was hearing some of it during the broadcast, and I was like, oh, I might need to go help out a little bit next time. But man, you know, Spanish songs are a big part of soccer culture in America. So cool to see that here in Knoxville.
This episode is brought to you by Markman's Diamonds, Knoxville's choice for diamonds and fine jewelry since 1976. Visit markmansdiamonds.com. It was fantastic to see Seba and Danny and Swinkles and then Sam Fletcher, a lot of the returnees out on the pitch. Also, second One Knoxville match, 80-degree weather. So we go from 30 degrees to 80 degrees. So way to go, Knoxville. Way to go, 865, to be out here, rain or shine, cold or hot. All right, I have so many notes, and I'm so tired. I'm going to pick out a couple things. A funny thing on the sideline, a ball is kicked off to the side over by Mark McKeever, and of course he ball flicks it onto the pitch. I also kind of forgot that I had a job to do announcing things. So a lot of yellow cards, and I remembered I had to announce those. And so one of the first people to get a yellow card was Seba. He came on like he was mad and had a lot of good two-on-ones, one-on-twos. Seba was very active. Fantastic also to see Jan-Erik Lienhus, very impressive down the side, just going after it. And then as we go into overtime, you can just tell he was just tanked on several balls. Also, 57th minute, the PK for Ilya Ilitch. When he stepped up to take that, you could have heard a pin drop in the city of Knoxville. It was so silent and then erupted into glorious pandemonium for One Knox. So those are a couple of things that I saw and witnessed. I am so thankful that pro soccer is here in the 865.
Yeah, we will not have any interviews with the coach or players as part of this car take, because we figured at this point it's past 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. We all have families to return to, jobs to get to tomorrow morning, and they really gave it. They're all blood, sweat, tears. We saw many players on the field. And, you know, I had this kind of like terrible reminiscence of that loss to North Carolina Fusion last year in the USL League Two playoffs. You see Danny Fernandez, who made his professional debut with a shirt over his head. A lot of players who just, you know, they fought so valiantly and didn't deserve to lose. But I have tremendous pride in this Knoxville side. They're fighters. We didn't see a couple of the regulars or the stars on this side yet. Ahinga Soleimani was out. Jordan Skelton, the captain and center back, was out. James E. Thomas was also out. There was some rotation happening because while the Saturday match against Union Omaha had been canceled due to weather, we've still got Chattanooga Red Wolves now who were traveling to play on Saturday. And then we've got Central Valley Fuego here next week on Wednesday. So, and then another game after that. So I believe I talked to assistant coach Jordan Bell today, and it's like four matches in the span of 12 days. So you have to have a little bit of a squad rotation. But for its second professional match ever, Knoxville like threw it down, you know, really tried to punch Memphis in the mouth. There was that PK goal, a couple of other opportunities. Jimmy Villalobos, when he came into the match, I thought he really breathed life into it. You know, the whole attacking trident swapped out. So we saw Callum Johnson, Jimmy Villalobos, and Jake Keegan up there. Keegan was a pest. Really different player from Sebastian Andreasen, who, you know, is a big, strong man. He was running around the field, chasing down every defender. Andreasen came out like a bat out of hell, like a very large Norwegian bat out of Asgard, wherever Thor lives. That's where he came from. Incredible performance. We won't keep you tonight. Glad to be here again and enjoying it with the Scruffs, with this team. I hope you will join us for the next couple of matches. I hope there will be some folks traveling on Saturday to watch the away match. Easter weekend, you get to potentially celebrate two wonderful things. Yep. So we'll see how that goes. Patty, any final thoughts before we close?
Oh, final thoughts. Yes, please join us back here watching us take on Central Valley Fuego FC. How is it? There's so many tongue twisters doing PA and announcing. Anyways, thanks so much for listening, and we're out of here. That's all for this recap episode. Be sure to share it with a friend and subscribe to our newsletter for all soccer-related content in the 865 at knoxsoccerpodcast.com. Join us on April 12th for One Knox's next home match against Central Valley Fuego FC. See y'all out on the pitch.
Vamos, One Knox!